Several medical clinics across the state are transforming the way they practice medicine. They're becoming medical homes. The idea is to do a better job treating chronic disease at the primary care level to keep patients from needing more specialized treatment. In pilot projects around the country, medical homes have improved care and trimmed costs significantly, and healthcare providers in Alaska are hoping to replicate that success. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A few months ago, when patients called to make an appointment at the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Clinic, it took 4 weeks or more to get them in to see a doctor.
That's not ideal in any sense.
Phil Hess is the clinic's medical director. He says ANHC has whittled that wait time down to almost nothing. Better access to doctors is just one change that will make the clinic a medical home. ANHC is now in the early stages of the transition. Hess says the model harkens back to the old idea that everyone should have a family doctor they see on a regular basis. He says medical homes started popping up about a decade ago.
Primary care had kind of lost its identity in some ways. There was more and more specialization, more fragmented care as patients went from a specialist to the hospital, and a lot of people really hadn't had a primary care provider. So it was sort of this back to the future moment with family medicine.
That back to the future idea is also playing out at the Providence, Alaska Family Medicine Center in Anchorage. Dr. Ann Musser is leading the clinic's effort to become a medical home. She's dedicated one wall of her office to a giant whiteboard diagram mapping out the old system and the new one. Under the old model, a patient was seen by a doctor, sent out for labs, and given a prescription or two. Musser says there wasn't a lot of follow-up.
You're just kind of out there flapping in the wind and not really knowing what to do, the choices to make about foods, how to react to your blood sugar, what to do about a medicine that upsets your stomach, all of those kinds of things, you know, all those questions that patients have just kind of go unanswered until the next visit, which if it's 3 months away is just not appropriate.
As they move toward the new system, the Family Medicine Center is especially focused on trying to improve the health of patients in three categories: those who have high blood pressure, diabetes, or depression. Medical homes are supposed to be especially effective in treating those types of chronic diseases. Under the model, patients set their own goals for managing their health, and that's a big change for doctors like Musser, who are used to telling their patients what they should do.
It's tough. You know, I've been in practice for 25 years, and I have my style. And my patients are used to my style. And so this is a difficult transition, and it's been really a fun exercise in us as a group changing our behavior to help patients change their behavior.
Patients have surprised Musser by setting tough goals for themselves. Soon the clinic will have case managers to help doctors follow up on those goals. They'll also track the kinds of things that often fall through the cracks with chronically ill patients, like making sure lab work is completed. Those are the big changes the clinic still needs to make. But Musser says even some small changes have made a big difference for patients and staff.
Our phones used to be answered by this just horrible phone tree. You know, people would just start pushing buttons, you know, just to get out of the phone tree. So we changed that. And now the goal, at least, is that phones are answered in three rings by a live person, and that there are no blind forwards, so you don't send it to somebody else's voicemail.
And Musser says staff members actually enjoy answering the phones these days because they can help patients by getting them in to see a provider quickly. The clinic's no-show rate for appointments has been cut in half. And she says overall, the positive impact from all of the smaller changes has been enormous.
Made astronomical differences in the way that we practice, and patient satisfaction, staff satisfaction, physician satisfaction, everybody really improved.
The ultimate goal of all this reform is better patient care, but it's also cheaper patient care. The idea is that good primary care will keep patients from needing more expensive specialists or emergency room visits. Many pilot projects have seen costs cut by 20% to 30% with the medical home model, and the state is now starting its own medical home pilot for Medicaid. Department of Health Commissioner Bill Struer says he doesn't think Alaska can see savings that big, but even more modest savings would make a huge difference.
If I could save 10%, I'd be very happy. I spend $1.5 billion on Medicaid. If I could save $150 million over 2-year time frame, I'd be very, very happy.
The state is going to start its experiment with 4 healthcare providers in rural and urban Alaska. Struer says he hopes to get as many people as possible enrolled. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.